Another week, another episode of the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Welcome on in, everyone. I'm Rocco Nucci, joined alongside by Tom Evans, looking dapper as always in the shirt and tie today. Tom, it's a little chilly out there. Does the shirt and tie kind of give you that wind protection out there?
It gives me zero protection, Rocco. I left the overcoat down in the car today, but it is definitely chilly.
Yeah, it got cold in a hurry out there, didn't it? Yeah. I mean, it is Northeast Ohio, so to be expected, but goodness gracious. Well, nonetheless, we are focused on the action indoors, thankfully, as we're here to talk some high school wrestling, and we have a very special guest coming up for you. Next segment, we will be joined by Elyria High Wrestling Head Coach Eric Burnett. Got tons of things to talk about with Coach Burnett. I know they were in some SWC action in the past week. They've got a big, big tournament coming up this weekend down there with the Mommy Bay Classic. So tons to talk about with Coach Burnett, and I'm very much looking forward to getting a chance to catch up with him. But Tom, still plenty of other things to talk about here today as well.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And last week was kind of dual meet week, or double dual meet week, and you know, Eric's going to talk to us a little bit. They actually wrestled their first duel in the Southwest Conference last week against Olmsted Falls, and then they had the tri-meet with over North Ridgeville with Avon and North Ridgeville, and came away 3-0, so I'm anxious to see how that was, and especially that he didn't have to make the trip out over to Mentor to get a win. You know, he had a little local flavor this time, but the Pioneers wrestled real well over there. As far as the other teams involved, Avon went 1-1 on the day, but Ridgeville went 0-2, but, you know, I talked to Joel Melvin a little bit. They're struggling to fill the lineup, but then they turned around and went over the Matucci Classic over at East Lake North on the weekend and did a real nice job. Finished 4th out of 15 teams. They had a number of places over there. Zach Orsino was Wrestler of the Week in the Southwest Conference. He notched his 100th win in the try, his 100th and the 100th first, and then picked up a couple more on Saturday over at the Matucci as well.
All right. Well, certainly plenty to talk about. And, yeah, it's interesting with North Ridgeville. I remember talking with Coach Melvin back at the Brew Kettle. He mentioned there'd be some growing pains with his roster this year and trying to fill that out and get some quality matches in for his guys. But good to see some progress being made over there at Ranger Nation. So we'll step aside, take a quick break. On the other side, we will be joined by Elyria High School head wrestling coach Eric Burnett as he recaps some action in the past week or so for his Pioneers. He'll also talk about what's coming up next this weekend as they head down to the Mommy Bay Classic. So we'll be right back with more of the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.
And welcome back. It is the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you as we welcome in on the hotline Elyria wrestling coach Eric Burnett. Coach Burnett, it is always a pleasure to be joined by you here on the program. How you been doing as of late?
Okay. How about you? You doing well?
Oh, yeah. Hanging in there. Nothing to complain about. It got cold outside
sure
in a hurry. Yeah. So, yeah, outside of that, though, no complaints. So, hey, this is the first chance we've really gotten an opportunity to catch up this season, Coach. I know we obviously got to talk back at the Brew Kettle in Amherst for the preview show for this season. But here we are, second week of January now. So just to kind of start things off here, Coach, how's this season been going for you guys? Where have things been at this year in terms of, you know, progress and looking for what you want out of your team? How's this year been going?
I feel like the kids are making progress. I had a decent start to the season. We went 1-1 at home against Wadsworth and Medina Highland opening weekend. Then we went to Ironman, and we had two places at Ironman and Peyton Fenton and Nate Burnett. And then the next week we went over to this Carnahan Memorial Tournament over in Indiana. We went over there instead of going to the Beast of the East. We typically go down to Delaware for the Beast of the East, but we weren't sure. They were initially talking about having the kids wrestle in masks, things like that.
Oh, okay.
And that was in the planning phases. You know what I mean? Back in September. So we opted to not go there and instead replaced it with the Carnahan out in Indiana. And it was a good tournament. Nationally ranked teams there. I believe we finished in the top six, team wise, had a slew of placers. Nate Burnett took second. He lost to the number one ranked kid in the country, number two pound for pound. So a kid named Jesse Mendez. So I thought it was a good learning experience for all of our kids, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. That's interesting about the Beast of the East. Tom and myself were wondering what exactly went down with that, but that certainly makes sense. Kind of looking at that, maybe a good decision from you guys to sit that one out. So okay, sounds like again, you guys, no shocking stuff with Elyria Wrestling. You guys are always a part of some big tournaments. You mentioned the Iron Man down there at my alma mater, Walsh Jesuit. So tons of good competition for your team early on. Results wise, you went through some of the placements and stuff there, but. Has it been kind of where you want to be in terms of kids placing and getting the results that they've been looking for, or has there been some stuff to be desired still?
Well, yeah, certainly. We have work to do. I mean, with the Brecksville tournament being canceled kind of last minute, we ended up over at Ashland. Ashland did a phenomenal job of putting the tournament together. You know, they brought in 18 teams, I think it was, on short notice.
Wow.
And it was some great competition. I mean, Brecksville was there, Perrysburg was there, Dublin Kaufman, lots of good D1 schools, along with other divisions, some good schools from other divisions. So that was an interesting, Cincinnati LaSalle was there. So that was a cool experience for our kids too. We had some kids there that did not place, that had placed at the Carnahan. And so I know they were a little disappointed. They did a different type of bracketing system, okay, because they had the Carnahan tournament in Indiana. That was one day. That was a one-day tournament. And then Ashland was a one-day tournament. So a typical wrestling bracket, if you have a 16-man bracket, you could wrestle, six, maybe you could wrestle six matches, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a rule, okay, you can't wrestle more than five matches in one day, okay, because it's a National Federation rule. So they have to alter the bracket. So if you lose prior to the semifinals, okay, the best you can place is fifth. All right.
There's no
consolation wrestle back as far as that constantly semifinal round, where you can try to win your way
back in
for third.
Yeah.
Right. So essentially, if you make it to the semis, the worst you can place is fourth. So we had some guys that came up just short. You know what I mean? That didn't place. That did place in a similar bracket situation at Carnahan. So I know they were a little disappointed. I know the competition at Ashland was very tough, but it was a learning experience, for each and every one of our kids. I know that. Even the guys that placed, they learned a lot. You know what I mean? I think Fenton won his weight class. I think he was our only champ. Burnett lost to the Neffenegger kid from LaSalle. And Isaac Pedraza, I believe, took second. So, I mean, it was a productive day. We learned a lot, you know what I mean? And I'm just really thankful and grateful to the people down at Ashland that put that thing together. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, we briefly talked about that Ashland tournament on last week's show, and Tom certainly had some high remarks for that in terms of how many teams were able to be there, the level of competition, and the short notice in which that thing was put together. So that was certainly some great stuff there. Coach, you're obviously capable of looking at, perhaps a disappointing finish from some of your guys. As, like you said, a learning experience. You gain a lot, you learn a lot, all of those things. Are the kids able to look at it that same way, or do you kind of have to coach them up a bit in that regard and say, hey, don't beat yourself up. Maybe you didn't place as well as you wanted. Here's how you kind of get back on the horse. How do you go about that?
Yeah, I think initially, I mean, the kids want to win. Yeah, first and foremost, they want to wrestle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you start hearing things, the tournament's going to be canceled and things like that. So then you run those gamut of emotions there, right, where it's like, hey, man, okay, guys, hang in there. We're going to put something together. We'll figure it out. So then they get to wrestle. So then they're really excited because it's like, all right, we get to wrestle, right? But then they go and they maybe they don't do as well as they had hoped. All right. So, yeah, initially, it's got to be one of those deals where it's like, hey, man, here's the thing as a coach. You can always find something good. A kid could go out and get pinned in 20 seconds. And you can find something good that happened in that, right? It's like, so a lot of guys, and it depends, personalities matter too, Kids have different personalities.
Sure.
A lot of times, when they come off the mat, the first thing that I try to do, I'm going to shake their hand and say, hey, you went hard. You know what I mean? And here's something you did right. You know what I mean? And then, depending on depending on their disposition at that point, you kind of wait and you revisit it. You come back 10, 15 minutes later and you talk with them, and that's a lot of times where you end up talking to them about, hey, here's the things you did well. Here's what we need to improve on. Obviously you want to win. I get it. But, it's big picture type stuff. And when you're coming off the mat and you've taken a loss, a lot of times the big picture, it's just not, you're not seeing it right then, you know.
Yeah, oh, for sure. No doubt about that. Elyria Wrestling head coach Eric Burnett joins us here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show. Coach, a couple more for you before I let you go. You guys obviously now in the SWC this season over there at Elyria. I saw you guys were in action against, what was it, North Ridgeville, Eau Falls, and Avon, I believe in the past week, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, what's that been like being in the SWC this season and kind of seeing some different but yet familiar competition?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. These a lot of these kids train together, you know what I mean, especially with the close proximity. You know, it was good. We got, you know, we get home at night. It's not that late because we're not traveling that far, you know. It was cool. And the kids are wrestling. You know, they were dealing with some sickness and injuries and just all kinds of things, you know, last week. And you know, they really, really wrestled well. You know, because, you know, you're wrestling Avon, they're really good, right? Olmsted Falls is really good. Ridgeville has those killer individuals, guys that are really good. So, but I thought our guys really stepped up and got the job done. You know, we had to move some guys around. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we had sickness, we had injuries, you know, and guys stepped up, guys and girls. I'm like, you know, Riley Banyas jumped in there and won matches for us at 106. And that was huge. You know what I mean? So, I just felt like, you know, I felt like our team really stepped up last week, and it was something nice to see at the end of the week. It's nice to see them do that.
Fantastic, Coach. Well, I actually still do have two more for you, but the last one before we talk about what's coming up next for you guys, I do a good job, or at least I try to, following your guys' Twitter account, the Elyria mm-hmm. Wrestling Twitter account, and they do a good job, I should say, of kind of obviously posting your guys' current results, but also some alumni and keeping up with what they're doing nowadays. So I just wanted to ask you if I could, you know, do you still keep up with some wrestlers that have come through your program? Do you keep up with their collegiate activity? How do you go about that?
Yeah, I try to. You know, and Coach Jack Gillespie, he runs our Twitter,
okay.
our Leary Wrestling Twitter, so he's all over it. You know what I mean? And John Wallace, he does a lot for our Leary Athletics Twitter, so he's mm-hmm. always putting stuff on there about our program. But you know, as far as the guys, you know, some of the guys came home over Christmas. I saw, you know, Ben Darmstadt. I saw JT Brown. You know, Matt Zuckerman came in the room, Enrique Munguia, you know, and now Enrique is being coached by Danny Mitchiff at Kent State, who's also one of our alumni. So, you know, it's really cool. Brendan Fenton came home. He's also at Kent State. So, you know, it was neat to see some of the guys, you know, just to kind of see what's going on with them, hear about how their season is going and other things too, just life. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Hearing about how life is going for them.
Yeah, as always, always more to life than just the mats. That's for sure. It's always interesting to see what path and stuff like that guys are on these days. So cool stuff there. Well, Coach, we can wrap up on this. Again, we're being joined by Elyria Wrestling Coach Eric Burnett. What's coming up next on the schedule for you guys? Where can we see Elyria Wrestling in action next?
Yeah, we're going to Maumee Bay, the Maumee Bay Classic this weekend out at Oregon Clay High School.
Okay.
That's going to be a good one. Yeah, there's a lot of teams coming in. It's a Friday-Saturday deal. We'll wrestle Friday, and then we'll finish things up on Saturday with the you know, the finals and the placement matches and things like that. But it's a really, really tough tournament. You know, it's gotten better every year. We started going out there, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, and it's just gotten better every year. So we're looking forward to some real high-caliber competition.
Fantastic, fantastic. Yeah, when they put me in charge of this show, that was one of the first things Sean Bennett told me about. What was that Maumee Bay Classic and how great the competition is down there and how you guys are typically a part of that. So we'll certainly be excited to see how you guys do down there, and best of luck to your pioneers down there at Maumee Bay. Again, we've been joined by Elyria Wrestling Coach Eric Burnett here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show. Coach Burnett, thank you very much for your time. We always appreciate it. And again, best of luck for your guys this weekend.
All right, Rocco. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate what you guys do.
You got it, Coach. And there he goes, Elyria Wrestling Coach Eric Burnett, kind enough to join us here on the show. We'll be right back with more of the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show here on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and we're online at WEOL.com. Wrapping up this week of the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you. And a big shout out and big thank you to Elyria High School head wrestling coach Eric Burnett, kind enough to lend us some time that last segment. And it's always a pleasure to catch up with Coach Burnett. You know, he's a guy obviously very, very familiar. Are the high school wrestling fans in the area with him. Lots of ties, of course, with the area as well. So always a pleasure to catch up with Coach Burnett. But the action in this past week wasn't just happening at Elyria nor in the SWC. Of course, the Lorain County League was in action as well. And, Tom, I know you have some results as far as that league goes.
Yeah, the LCA kicked off some of their double duels, and they like that setup a lot. A big one last week over at Clearview where defending champ Keystone took on kind of the favorite this year, Firelands, and then Columbia, who actually finished third in the league along with Clearview over there. And a big night for Firelands. They came away 2-0. If you saw Chris Sweeney's article in the Chronicle-Telegram, you see that Caden King was kind of got it off to a great start for mm-hmm. Firelands with two pins over there. But they came out of there with 2-0. Some other guys that got two wins for the Falcons, Kyle Neckman, Austin Soteras, Kevin Williams, Mason Stanley, and Connor Rogers. Keystone, the defending LCA champs, came out of there 1-1 with a couple people going 2-0 on the meet. Lydia Gold at 120, Devin Meyer, Tristan Green, and Jordan Fulmer all came out 2-0. Columbia, 1-1. Actually only had two guys go 2-0, Cole Schulke and Michael Chapman. But Coach Giuliano really got a lot of wrestlers into the lineup. He kind of split the lineup a little bit and didn't have a lot of guys wrestle too and want to see a lot of faces. And we'll talk a little bit about, because he kind of brought some guys back on Saturday. Clearview was a gracious host at going 0-2, but right now Coach Stedman's team's just banged up and they're plagued with injuries and sickness, and he was only able to field four wrestlers. But Isaac DeAndrea came out of there 2-0 for the Clippers, and Coach Stedman's just kind of hoping that they get healthy here.
Well, that's tough. I mean, you know, here we are, and this is something we've talked about each and every week now, obviously with the Omicron variant, and you mentioned there the illnesses that so many teams have to deal with. But, boy, it certainly does seem like it almost impacts some teams more than others. Not for any specific reason, of course, but it's just the way things happen. And for Clearview and Coach Stedman, boy, just tough sledding over there right now for them.
Yeah, and it's, you know, kids missing quality matches, and there's really no there's no sense in rescheduling because there's nothing to say that a week later some of the other teams might not have it hit them. So you just got to kind of take it and roll with the punches. And Clearview's a little thin to begin with numbers-wise, but you hope that they get healthy and those kids can get some matches and get ready for tournament time. One tournament in the county last week, the Columbia Invitational. We talked a little bit about that last week.
Yeah.
The 49th annual Columbia tournament. County team Midview comes away with the win over there. 204.5 points for Coach Bristow's team. Columbia, the host team, finished third, and Oberlin came in 11th there. Midview wins this tournament on depth. They place 11 out of 14 wrestlers with the Dye brothers, Austin and Tyler, at 132 in heavyweight, coming away with championships over there. And again, a real strong performance by Columbia. Had two champions, Cole Schulke and Garrett Such. Schulke was also named the most valuable wrestler, so a good week for them. And I want to say, even though they didn't get on the board, very high up the board, a much improved Oberlin effort. Mason Bremke is the new head coach over at Oberlin. I want to get a shout out to Mason because he's working his tail off and it shows. And keep hammering away, and things are going to start turning out better for your kids over at Oberlin.
Coach Bremke's conversation, Tom, is actually one that sort of sticks with me, again, going back to our conversation with the coaches at the Brew Kettle. Because, you know, we knew going into this season he'd have his work cut out for him with that wrestling program over there at Oberlin, but he didn't seem shy at all about taking that thing over. He seemed, you know, ready to go, ready to just jump into things, and again, it's a building process. You got to have some patience, but it seems to kind of be paying off over there with Oberlin. I think we'll start to see some better results as the years, as long as Coach Bremke is there, goes on.
I agree wholeheartedly. Very positive attitude. He's got some good help over there, and his kids were battling the whole way. You know, they didn't come away with any places last week, but I made sure I told Mason before they left the gym, because I was over there helping with the tournament, that his kids are wrestling better, and just keep hammering away at it and good things will start happening for you.
Yeah, no question about it. And I also, you know, speaking of programs kind of getting their wheels under them, if you will, Elyria Catholic, one that we've mentioned a couple of times this year. I saw they were in action in the past week. I think they were over at Fairview, which is my neck of the woods, hence why I bring that up. But good to see some of these programs really start to kind of build and continue to get their wheels under them. So is that all as far as the Lorain County League goes within the past week?
Yeah, that was the big one. I was trying to pick up to see what we got going on this week. I know we'll have another set of double duels. Wellington will be in action, and I'm curious to see where Farland shakes out of this whole ordeal as well. Farland's certainly the lead dog right now after that first week, because I think Keystone and Columbia were probably next in line to probably make a run for the title. Again, theirs is a 50-50 split. It's half of it on dual meets and then half of it on how you finish in the conference championship. So that was a real big night for Farlands.
Yeah, no question. We'll certainly see how that conference continues to shape itself out as the season rolls along. Well, Tom, we can get out of here on this and something that Coach Burnett mentioned, it, and I'm curious your thoughts on it this upcoming weekend, the Maumee Bay Invitational, the Maumee Bay Classic. Just an interesting event. I remember talking with Sean Bennett about that last year on this program, and he was hyping it up and just kind of giving me the background on it. So I'm just curious your thoughts on that whole event. I know it's a big one, and just how you think Elyria might fare this weekend down there.
Well, Elyria is the defending champ out there, and that's a great tournament. And you know, sometimes in Northeast Ohio we think about the in-town tournaments and we maybe don't give as much credit to some of these out-of-town tournaments. There's two great tournaments out in Northwest Ohio, Perrysburg and this Maumee Bay. There's going to be 54 teams out at Maumee Bay, and if you take a look, there's teams from all over the state of Ohio. I think there's a couple of Indiana teams, and there's a couple of Michigan teams. Mm-hmm. So it's a really good mix, and I think the advantage for some of the our area teams like Vermilion and Avon and Elyria to go out there, they're going to see some teams that they could very possibly see at the district meet. In other words, those matches that it takes to get to state, they might run into some of those competitors out there. It's good to get a look at them one time, but it's also you're going to see some fresh faces out there. So it's not like you know, you keep running the same people within the county here. And that never happens to Elyria. They're really out and about. And certainly Coach Johnson at Avon has really upped his schedule, that they're really getting out and challenging those kids over at Avon. But also good for Vermilion and Firelands and some of the other schools as well.
I think some of our local high school coaches might need to add buy a suitcase as a prereq to joining their programs with some of the travel that we see. But like you said, that's just that does wonders as far as getting experience and getting prepared for that postseason action. So, Tom, any other thoughts from you before we get out of here? I think our season's at a great point right now. Things really in full swing.
Yeah, but we're still trying to figure some stuff out with the D's and the Top Gun canceled in a couple weeks. You know, those were big tournaments. I'm gonna wait to see what some teams do as far as rescheduling. I know some places have scheduled some dual meet tournaments, some one day things, so I'm gonna try and talk to some of the coaches and find out where they're at and how they're gonna pick some matches back up, because I know, as I said previously, that those tournaments were always kind of a kickoff to the end of the season. That was when you wanted to really start to see yourself getting ready to peak for sectionals and districts and state, and to find out how those coaches are going to fill those voids. But I'm not complaining on the coaching end, because certainly far better than what we went through last year at this point in time.
Yeah.
And I know that everybody's taking a lot of precautions out there. So stay safe and let's keep wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely. No better way to put it than that. So that will do it for us here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show. Again, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. And once again, a big thank you to Elyria High School head wrestling coach Eric Burnett, one of the busiest guys we know, kind enough to give us some time here on the show. So for Tom Evans, I'm Rocco Nucci saying thank you once again for tuning into the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Again, to listen to a replay of this show, head on over to WEOL.com. But that will do it for this week. We'll see you next time.